Hello there, this is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Lantzman. Happy Monday to you. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona as presented and reported by our KJZZ news team. It is March the 16th. Off we go on a fresh new week. It's going to be a very hot week here, much warmer than normal in the valley and around the state, and plenty of other news to share. Let's get to it. Well, Republican Arizona Congressman and gubernatorial candidate Andy Biggs has a track record of supporting checks on a president's ability to engage in war activities. But he says President Trump's actions in Iran are above board. In 2019, Biggs co-founded a War Powers Council dedicated to, quote, restoring Congress's constitutionally mandated authority over matters of war and peace. In 2024, Biggs accused President Joe Biden of violating the Constitution by ordering airstrikes on Yemen. On Friday, though, Biggs told KJZZ he believes that Trump's actions in Iran are legal.
I've gone back and looked at the War Powers Act, and I think that all the requirements of the War Powers Act were met, and I think Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president that authority.
Biggs says he's been told the U.S. is trying to resolve the Iranian conflict as quickly as possible. Well, this winter, it was the warmest on record across much of the Colorado River Basin. And as Scott Franz reports, the forecast for how much snowmelt will flow downriver this spring is growing even more dire.
Hydrologists like Cody Mosier create a color-coded map to predict how much water will arrive at stops along the river from spring runoff. Green and blue dots are good. Red are bad. This year's map is an alarm.
It's not a pretty picture here with lots of reds. That's 50 to 70% of normal April through July runoff. Those maroon colors are 30 to 50%, and we even have some of those pinks, which indicates less than 30% normal seasonal spring runoff.
Mosier is with the federal Colorado Basin River Forecast Center. He says just 2.3 million acre feet of Colorado River water is expected to reach Lake Powell through July. That's about a third of what's considered normal.
That's Scott Franz reporting. Well, yet another Arizona school district has decided to close campuses due to a decline in enrollment. The Peoria Unified School District's governing board has approved the closure of Kachina and Pioneer Elementary Schools. In a presentation to the governing board, Superintendent Casey Summers said the district had the capacity for about 47,000 students and a current enrollment of about 36,000.
And even when facilities are underutilized, we know that they still require utilities, maintenance, staffing, and capital investment. And so as enrollment has declined and while facilities have remained static, we must consider a range of possible responses.
The two campuses will close at the end of the school year. The district says the move consolidates enrollment in a central area and allows staff to better support students at the surrounding campuses. The city of Scottsdale is moving forward with plans to build a new parking structure in Old Town. As Ignacio Ventura reports, the move has drawn criticism from residents.
The city of Scottsdale recently held a public meeting to discuss the project's design and construction. The development of the $18 million project began when voters approved funding for the two-level structure as part of a 2019 bond. Those opposed to the parking garage are concerned that its placement at First Street and Brown Avenue would affect the surrounding aesthetic and displace the local farmers market. Crystal Carroll is a Scottsdale business owner.
That space is about the worst space you can put it in just because of what it does to our Old Town area.
However, proponents of the garage have pointed to the need for additional parking space in the city. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Arizonans should exercise caution if they are planning to hike near Lake Powell anytime soon. As Lily Roseboro reports, the National Park Service has issued a quicksand alert.
The NPS alert says quicksand may be present along shorelines and drainages throughout the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. Spokesperson Heidi Grigg says there are a few red flags to look out for.
So it's wet, loose, or unusually smooth ground, or unexpected water seepage or pooling, vibrating soil, surfaces that look soft or spongy.
Grigg says quicksand forms when sandy dirt becomes saturated with water. And if you get caught, it's important not to panic or move suddenly. Lily Roseboro, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Federal National Flood Insurance Program helps provide flood coverage to residents and businesses, but it's also been plagued with debt and financing issues. As Greg Haney tells us, an ASU professor has co-authored new research showing the financial issues are related to outdated flood maps.
FEMA developed maps based on historical data of river and coastal flooding and analyzes the probability of floods. Utmanu Lal, director of ASU's Water Institute and study co-author, says the data that informed those maps came with problems, notably that the weather that leads to floods is often not isolated and can spread throughout regions.
That means that instead of the payout happening, you know, once in 100 years on average at each point, which it may still be true, but because all of them happen simultaneously, there's now a big draw on the insurance pool.
This so-called hyperclustering is the largest driver of debt for the program. Lal's research recommends regions at risk of hyperclustered events to create high-interest catastrophe bonds to cover disaster payments and to use updated data to inform maps. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona's poised to have a mine inspector race. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez reports the office as a Democratic challenger for the first time since 2018.
Incumbent Republican mine inspector Les Presmick was appointed by Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs in September when his predecessor left the office for another job. Challenging Presmick is Democrat Brian Matlock. He claims the office isn't communicative enough with the public and it's causing mistrust.
And that's why some of the concern of not having an annual report or not regular newsletters and things like that, because with the people I have talked to, they don't know what's going on at the mines and that makes them nervous.
Matlock proposes establishing a new statewide health and safety model for mining operations. For his part, Presmick says the office is running well and he hasn't received any complaints about communications. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, snowpack is often described as the West's largest natural reservoir. Well, new research suggests the way forests are managed could affect how much of that snow actually becomes useful water. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradle has more.
In dense forests, not all of the snowfall reaches the forest floor. Emily Howe is an aquatic ecologist with the Nature Conservancy and a co-author of the report.
When snow is falling, trees can act as an umbrella and they can prevent the snow from actually reaching the ground. So it never becomes part of the water supply.
That matters in the Mountain West, where snowpack feeds rivers and reservoirs each spring, supporting farms, cities, and habitats downstream. Researchers in Washington State found thinning dense forests, a common strategy used to reduce wildfire risk, can allow more snow to reach the ground, keeping it in the mountains longer. Howe says in the West, managing forests carefully can protect the snowpack and the water many communities rely on, while also lowering wildfire danger. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Well, in other news today, on the lighter side, the Chandler Museum has a new exhibit called Being Eddie Basha. It is a retrospective of the hometown-turned-statewide grocer who died back in 2013. And as Gabriel Pietrazzi reports, this 3,800-square-foot installation is all about unpacking the man behind the Grocery King persona.
Chandler Museum's storytelling coordinator, Sarah Biggerstaff, literally leaned on Basha's own words for one interactive display.
This is our telephone. There's about 20 clips, and they range from like 20 seconds to a minute. You can pick it up, give it a couple seconds, but then you hear him actually speaking. And at our opening, it was really moving.
I would want my epitaph to say, Eddie Basha, he was a good man but a bad boy, and that's how I want to be remembered.
Another one of his principles was putting people over profits. The great-grandson of Lebanese immigrants brought his family brand to tribal lands, beginning in 1981 with the Dines supermarket in Chinle. Basha even committed 25 cents of every dollar to the Navajo Nation.
And of course, the relationship with the Navajo became extremely powerful and fruitful and still exists today.
For KJZZ News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio reporting from Chandler.
In sports, college basketball, after winning the Big 12 championship, the Arizona men will be the top seed in the West in the NCAA tournament. The 32-2 Wildcats will take on Long Island University to start the tourney Friday in San Diego. Arizona shooting for its first Final Four appearance for the men since 2001. Meanwhile, the ASU women are also going to the big dance. The Sun Devils got an at-large bid. They'll play Virginia in the first four game on Thursday in Iowa City. Arizona State posted a 22-9 record, good enough for the at-large bid. In the NBA, the Suns continue their road trip in Boston this evening against the Celtics. Phoenix did have their four-game win streak snapped in Toronto Friday, but they've still won 6 of 8. They're currently in 7th place in the Western Conference standings, meaning they'd be in the play-in round of the NBA playoffs if the season ended today. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Monday, March 16th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks for listening, and we will do this again tomorrow. Talk to you then.